Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Former Super Bowl champ. He'll be on our pregame and postgame coverage all season long. Starts tomorrow, 1:30, with myself, John Lund, and Dennis Brown on KGO 810 ahead of the Niners and the Packers. Dennis, what's going on, man? How are you?
It is going. I'm getting excited about this football season. You ready, man?
Yeah, I'm fired up, dude. It's going to be fun. I mean, I know preseason, usually you get going and you're all revved up at the start of the game, and then after like 10 minutes, not like 10 game minutes, like 10 minutes in real time after one series is over, kind of falls flat after that, though.
Yeah, you know, because, you know, the preseason is a time to kind of evaluate kind of what you got. And, you know, the 49ers are deep on the D-line. They got to figure out the offensive line, especially that left guard. And, you know, there's a lot of evaluating to do. And then, of course, the quarterback. It's going to be interesting to see what Trey Lance does out there tomorrow night. And, you know, I'm excited about it. I mean, preseason's always a fun time when you kind of, you know, if you're on the starting roster and you know you're a backup, you know you got a couple series in. But it's kind of fun watching these young guys kind of making their way and trying to make a football team.
What do you want to see from Trey Lance?
You know, I want to see, you know, of course, like any quarterback, you want to see if he can go through the progressions. You want to see if he knows the playbook. You want to see if he's got a little more confidence in his arm. I mean, you know, I think he believes in his legs. And I just want to see him to be able to kind of see how a defense is defending him and if he can throw some guys open, make good decisions, you know, when he's got the ball in his hands. Of course, you want to see him move the offense and be efficient. But, you know, we know what we get in Trey Lance. I mean, he's a true dual threat, and it makes you play 11-on-11 football because you have to kind of account for him and what he can do with his legs. But I hope that he becomes that guy that can sit in the pocket and kind of dissect a defense and make plays down the field. He's got a great running game. He's got great receivers. You know, we'll see what happens with this offensive line, which always seems to be the question mark at the beginning of the season and during the season. But I just want to see him be efficient. I don't know how many snaps he's going to get. I would love to see him get a full half, but I don't think it's going to happen. But I just want him to, you know, look like he can run the offense. And, you know, and we know he's an athlete. And, you know, see that arm strength. See if he can throw the ball down the field. See if he can throw it outside the numbers, that type of stuff.
Talking to Dennis Brown on the UMA guest line, when you played, how long into preseason, or maybe it was into the regular season, since preseason is you know, just sort of half-hearted in terms of how much you get to be out there and how many snaps and series you get to see, when you played, did you start feeling like your body was in mid-season form or in shape, ready to go for a year?
mid-season, yeah. I mean, being in football shape is one of those things. It's just reps. I mean, it's game time reps. I mean, you can get your body ready, but the physical part, you know, it just, as the season goes, you just get better and get better and get better. And you know, early in the season, you know, you're not at game shape yet. You know, and when you hit the mid season part is when you're kind of in your groove. So, at least for me, but I was a big dude, so it took a while to get myself into game type of shape. You know, Jerry Rice, always in game shape. So, you know, it varies between positions and players, but it's one of those things you just need the reps. You know, Javon Kinlaw, you know, we haven't seen him in a while. He's going to have to get his body used to playing in NFL speed game time, and it's going to take a little bit. But it all comes with reps, and that's everything. Same thing with Trey Lance. I mean, it's just going to happen with reps, and I just hope the fan base is, you know, ready for some hiccups here and there. Well, who knows? He may come out and just shock the world. But, you know, it takes a while to get yourself mentally and physically into, you know, full-time game shape.
How concerned are you with the interior of the offensive line?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's every year, right? That's every single year. Yeah. And especially this year, you know, you lose, you know, Lincoln. And, you know, he was, you know, quietly one of the better offensive linemen, you know, on that line. And, you know, he goes on and he makes the big money, but now you got to fill that gap. You know, Aaron Banks, is he ready to go? So that interior is important because that's what you want to do as a defense. You want to push that middle. You want to drop a guard or a tackle in a quarterback's lap, make him kind of climb the pocket or get outside the pocket. So, you know, that interior is very, very, very important. You got to, you know, position, you got a center. You got to figure out your center position. So it's super important. And, you know, if you're weak in the middle, it affects the entire offense because you get that push up the middle, you get that penetration on your run game. So, like every year, we talk about it every single year, that offensive line is an area where everyone's going to be looking at, and they have to come and show up every single day.
Nick Bosa is coming off a season where he was healthy, started all 17 games last year, led the league in tackles for loss at 15 and a half sacks. It's incredible to think that there could be an improvement for this guy, but the way they're talking about him, I mean, he's a top three pass rusher, edge rusher in the NFL. What's your hope or what are you expecting to see from him as far as a jump forward this year? I don't even know how he can get better than he is, but I think that's everybody's anticipation.
Well, you got to move him around a little bit. I mean, you can't just have him on that. I mean, I know he rushes his best, you know, on that right side of the line, but you got to move him around a little bit because you can't let offensive say, listen, we'll always slide that way. We'll always double team. We'll always chip. You got to keep him kind of guessing a little bit and let him move around a little bit, the right side, the left side, let him get some rushes in the middle. And, you know, he's got to get some help too. I mean, he's got to have some guys on the offensive line. I keep talking about Javon Kinlaw, but this is an important year for him. He's got to be that guy that offenses kind of want to focus on. You know, you have to double team him with a guard and a tackle. So Nick Bosa can be isolated. He can do what he can do. So, you know, he's a fantastic rusher, Nick Bosa. He's a great run defender. But now, you know, kind of like, you know, everyone knows it. So you can kind of gear your offense to him. You can double team him. You can triple team him. You can chip him with a tight end. You got to move him around. Let him be an athlete. Let him move around a little bit. Get a lot of stunts with him. But guys have to help him out a lot, too.
Dennis, how do you think they're going to handle the running back position with Sermon coming back, Mitchell, Davis Price, the rookie? I mean, do you think it'll be Mitchell will get the bulk of the carries, but all three of the guys will be in there at some point? And I'm not talking about this game per se. I'm talking about this season.
Well, I think what you see with the running back position, especially in the Kyle Shanahan offense, they tend to get hurt a lot. So I think, you know, I think Mitchell's going to be the guy that's going to be there. You know, Sherman's a guy that has to prove himself still. But I think it's going to be Mitchell. I think, you know, it's going to be a committee type of thing. I think because it's so physical in this offense for a running back, you're going to see everybody by the end of the football year. But, again, they've got a great, you know, the 49ers for the last couple seasons in camp on paper, you know, they have one of the better running back crews in the NFL. It's just a matter of you can keep them healthy and keep them on the football field. So I think whoever's in the backfield is going to be great. But it goes back to the offensive line. Someone's got to open up those holes for those running backs and not let them take so much beating. So I think you're going to see everybody by the end of this football year.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Talking to Dennis Brown, he's going to be part of our pre- and post-game coverage for 49er games on KNBR all season long. Who on the defensive line are you most excited about this year, outside of Nick Bosa?
Come I mean, Kinlaw.
That's the guy. You've mentioned him. I was giving you an opportunity. Tell me why you're excited about Kinlaw. I mean, we really haven't seen this guy. It was a first-round pick. Yeah. I think there's a lot riding on this for him. Why are you so hyped on Kinlaw for this year?
I met the guy, right? I met him at Keena Turner's golf tournament. And I was just physically the guy, he looks like he's a world beater. I think he's been kind of plagued with some injuries. Hopefully he's got that knee together. But I watch him play, and, you know, he can dominate that middle of the football field. But he's got to come up with a secondary pass rush move. And the bull rush can only go so far. He's got to have something off that bull rush. But I think he's a guy that can really dominate. And I'm excited. Hopefully he's healthy. Hopefully he gets a lot of reps during this preseason. I know the preseason shortened. What do they got, three games, two games or something like that?
Three games.
Three games, yeah.
Three games. I hope he gets as much time on the field as he can, because that's when he's going to get better. But I think this kid, I watch him, I've met him, I've seen him. He's got the mental. I think he's got the physical. He's just got to put it all together. And I think he can dominate this league with just what he brings to the table, just his strength, you know, his speed. If he can start figuring out how he's getting blocked and how to play on the edge and not go down right down the middle of offensive guards or centers, he's going to be a beast. And like I said, he's just got to work on a secondary move. That's what I want to see. If he's developed a secondary move off of that bull rush, if he can do something, get an arm under, arm over, I'm telling you, this kid is going to be a beast.
Since you're out at the golf tournament, what's Kinlaw's handicap? About a 9 or a 10?
I don't know. I saw him hit a ball once, and the ball just disappeared. It wasn't straight, but it disappeared. I mean, this dude is huge.
He's massive.
I mean, we were there. Me and Brian Young were there. This was 2 years ago he was there. And we both played inside, me and BY. And we looked at him, and we're like, Jesus Christ, he's an inside guy? I mean, he is just – he's massive, and he's strong as heck. So, you know, again, I just think, you know, if he works on his technique and he understands kind of what's going on up front there, you know, with those two guys at guard and the tackle, I mean, if he can figure out how to get on the edge of some of these guys, he's fast enough, he's quick enough, I just think he's going to have a really good season. But he's got to stay healthy. I don't know what's going on with his knee, but if he can stay healthy and stay focused, I'm telling you, he could be one of the best.
Dennis, you brought it up. I want to give you an opportunity to talk about it, man. Your old teammate, BY, going into the Hall of Fame last week, man. Probably the most emotional speech of the weekend. I watched it in its entirety. It was really cool. I know 49er fans have been clamoring for this for a long time. Let's talk about what it was like to play alongside that guy and what kind of teammate he was.
Yeah, it's interesting with me because, you know, I was already on the team for 3 seasons. And, you know, Ted Washington came. Dennis Stubblefield came, and then he came. And just in true 49er fashion, it's always about the defensive line. And from the moment he got there, you know, it was just watching him and his work ethic. It was amazing. I knew he was going to be something great. And, you know, he had those injuries, but he always bounced right back, always had a positive attitude, a good dude. And then this weekend was great. He invited me. I had the honor of being there, and it was just cool because, you know, I was there when he first showed up. You know, a lot of guys played with him when he was in the height of his career, and, you know, I was able to see him develop as a defensive lineman in the NFL and just watch him work and watch him go through the challenges and, you know, and watch him come back. And it was just kind of cool. And, you know, it was emotional with the speech. You know, he's had a lot of challenges, but he's always fought through them. And he talks about his family, talks about his friends. And it was just kind of cool seeing a guy that, you know, wasn't arrogant, you know, wasn't about him. And, you know, I saw him at the after party and I said, you did it, man. And he said, no, we did it, dude. So it was super emotional. Good dude. He deserves it. Beautiful family. And it was just a great weekend. And, you know, Kent, Ohio is a great little town, and you know gas is only $3.75 there. How about that?
Oh wow! How about that?
That's what I took away from the trip. That gas was $3.75. That's what I took away.
Should have loaded up.
I should have. Bootleg gas in California.
Yeah, there you go,
man. Thing about BY too is he still looks like he can play.
Yeah, BY. BY has not missed a workout, I don't think, in a long time. He's kept himself looking good. So, you know, it's like, again, he's just so focused. You know, I play with a lot of defensive linemen that, you know, it doesn't even compare. You know, BY was something super special. And I talked to some of his family, you know, they're from Chicago, and they said, you know, since he was a kid, he's always been focused like that. He's always been dedicated to whatever he was doing, and it showed. You know, I wish I had the dedication he had when he came in. You know, our defensive line, you know, we were a motley crew. You know, it was me and Dana and Tim Harris and Ricky Jackson, Rick. I mean, we're just all these crazy dudes, and BY was always very focused on, you know, what he was doing. So he so totally deserved it. And he made it a really good weekend. It was a lot of guys there. that that play with BY, and everybody had the same thought that, you know, this is one cat that really deserves to be here.
He always reminded me, I shouldn't say he always reminded me, but when Buster Posey came to the Giants, I made the comparison between him and Bryant Young in that when they came to the league as rookies, it was almost like they're already 10-year vets as rookies. That's the way they carried themselves in the clubhouse and locker room. That's the way they conducted themselves out there. That's the way they spoke to the media. It was like these guys were just way more mature than someone that age should be.
Yeah, didn't that piss you off? I mean, I came in the league.
I'm still not there.
I was like, where's my check? Let's go buy something. Where's the club at?
Where's my check?
That was not BY. BY was completely focused. And even like I said, you know, his rookie season, I think he had a bad ankle injury, and you know, he didn't play. I mean, he missed some games, and you know, then in '94 he had another injury. And then the cat bounces back. You know, he comes back and he ends up putting in whatever 16 years, and you know, it's like it never even happened. You know, so you know, always super focused. And like I said, I was jealous. You know, I was like, dang, how come I can't be that mature? But you know, whatever. Where's my check?
Where's my check?
Dennis, I know you got to run, man. We'll be on the broadcast tomorrow, pre and post game with John Lund, also for the Niners and the Packers. By the way, you asked earlier. You got to know it's three games, man. I need you work. You're supposed to work those with me, man. Three preseason games.
I'm on it, man. I'm all over it.
All right. I'm skeptical now, dude. You know we have one tomorrow, right? Tomorrow, 1:30. Yeah. We're on the
tomorrow,
air.
Tomorrow, yeah. 1:30, we go on. Okay, gotcha.
All right, Dennis. Great to talk to you, man.
Is that at Levi's? It's at Levi's.
Yeah. It's at Lambo, dude. Okay. We'll see you up there. Yeah.
Show up at Candlestick.
Go out to Candlestick.
See if you can find it.
The hole in the ground and be like, hey, where's everybody at?
Keysar Pub is where we'll be, dude. Wings and beers. That's what we'll be having. All right, Dennis, we'll see you tomorrow, man. Thanks so much.
All right, man. Y'all take it.
Thanks, Dennis.
Good stuff from Dennis Brown.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.